The St. Clair County Board of Commissioners met last night. Joining us right now for an update on what the Board of Commissioners has been up to is County Commissioner Georgia Baldwin. Georgia, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Been quite a year, hadn't it?
Oh, my goodness. It's been a really long 5 years so far,
yeah.
2020.
Yeah, I was going to say this fall. But yeah, it has been. There's been so much going on. And at the county government level as well, it's kept the board pretty busy.
Yeah, we have, and a lot of it has to do with keeping up with changing rules and funding mechanisms and budgets, and do you have to, so in the beginning, do you furlough people, or are we just closed for a period of time, and so with each step, and, every time we get new information, you have to pivot a little bit, and so we never really stopped doing anything, we just had to figure out which direction we were going in on that day, and keep moving it forward, so we've managed to stay busy and prepare then for what's next. And, trying to figure that out. Obviously no one has a crystal ball, but some things are foreseeable and you plan for the worst and hope for the best. And the county admin team has done an incredible job of that. Some of the things that they've been doing all along was making sure that they were applying for any potential funding, whether it's grants, or different reimbursements all along, and they've been extremely successful. So some of the CARES money that comes through, but on each agenda, I think we've had something that Carrie has said, okay, we've got until, we have to turn this in now, so we have to get this money. They were able to get money for public safety I think it was $1,000, kind of a, bonus isn't the right word, but
Yeah, windfall. You weren't expecting.
Essential worker. Yes, that's we recognize that you worked while a lot of people were able to stay home, and so it was something just additional for those people who still suited up every day and went in. So that was, I think that was great for the employees, and then the CARES funding, because revenue sharing was pulled back, and so where normally we would have gotten our fall or September payment of about $918,000. I think the way that we were able to get our hands on some CARES money, we were able to get $1.2 million. Now, that money is very specifically earmarked for things like public safety, equipment, any PPE that we bought, and it has to be spent by the end of this year. So it's really locked down. Normally, that revenue sharing goes into the general fund, and then it goes out from there. This money is very specific on what you can spend it on, but it was more than we would normally get. So, again, Carrie and the team are figuring out how to pay that, and so I think we're looking okay for this year.
certainly, putting together a budget for next year, though, is a huge challenge, especially given that there's a lot of moving parts, as you said.
Right. So we're hoping to adopt the budget at our November 19th meeting. And again, they've been very, very busy putting all of that together and trying to foresee what costs we may have going into next year that nobody has budgeted for a pandemic. So, where are we going to potentially have to make some hard decisions next year? And really, I think overall, we're looking pretty positive for now. And barring any kind of big changes, I think that into next year, we're looking okay. One of the things that has also continued are the property values. Property values are not declining at all. Houses are listed within 48 hours. They've got a full price offer, if not more. And so from a property tax revenue standpoint, we're looking good, and I think that's going to be a saving grace for a lot of municipalities.
That's what's been so interesting about the economy during this most unusual year is, we have record unemployment, people have been out of work, but real estate seems to be holding its own. People are hanging on to or moving. A lot of things happening in regard to real estate, and that's ultimately going to be a good thing. It looks like if those property values hold steady or even increase, that's only going to be good for the county coffers.
Absolutely. And especially with revenue sharing kind of being up in the air. So, with revenue sharing, that comes from a sales tax standpoint, and I don't know when we'll get our Canadian shopper back. But, so we'll see hits in some of those areas as well, like Fort Gratiot Township and different things. But other industries are really doing very well. And it's so funny how it's just, some businesses have just taken off and they're doing incredible, and others are really struggling. So it's not like it hit everything even, I guess, like the disease itself, right? It's, it depends on who gets it and how hard you get hit. And some manufacturers are thriving. Some small businesses are doing incredibly well. Restaurants with the carry out did better than I think they thought they may. Yeah. You know, it looked really bad in the beginning, but then carry out seemed to work. So it's just, you're right. It's been a difficult year to try and plan. But I think we're doing the best that we can and setting ourselves up for a pretty successful 2021.
We sure hope so, although there is concern as we look at the number of cases, even here in St. Clair County, where we've been doing pretty good. We're starting to see an uptick in the number of cases, aren't we?
We are, and that's very concerning. We're back on high alert. So you can have all the financial stability in the world, and it's not going to protect you from the virus. So what I think we really need to focus on is no one wants to see any kind of shutdown, and no one wants their hand forced to say, okay, to stay safe, this is what we need to do, or to, I hate the word safe, to stay on this course and not have to shut things down. There are just some very simple things: to wash your hands, socially distance, not touch your face, but wear your mask and respect going into places that are still requiring the mask. And I think with some of those precautionary measures in place, we can avoid a lot of the things that no one wants. It doesn't matter where you are on any of the politics of this. No person wants a shutdown. No one wants to lose a family member. And so, the message that I keep hearing from Dr. Merkenton and from Justin Westmiller are, follow the guidelines. They're out there. Nothing is 100%, but you have a way better chance of preventing a shutdown, getting ill or dying from this if you just do those simple things. And, so I guess that's the plea right now, right? Don't just keep doing what we're doing, because we were doing really well. And this large spike in cases is extremely concerning.
Do we need a mask mandate in St. Clair County? And do you think that would work? Would that help to decrease the spread of coronavirus?
Right. So I've been asked this question before, and it's a difficult. So, yes and no. When there was an executive order from the governor and there was a mask mandate, you still have people who chose not to wear a mask. Now there's an MDHHS mandate that's saying to wear a mask. There's still people who choose not to. So would a county mask mandate, is someone going to all of a sudden say, oh, well, so St. Clair County said I have to wear one, and now I'm going to put the mask on? I think it's a personal accountability thing. And you implore people to just do what they can to help stop the spread. A mandate, I don't know that it would work. I don't know that it would be any more effective. I think, for some people, it would make them feel better and they would like to see a mandate. And for other people, they're still just going to not put on the mask because it's political to them. So I don't really know how to answer that at this point, because you could put it on paper.
You're right.
I don't think it's going to change the people who refuse to put a mask on.
Yeah.
No. And so, I think it's a good idea to wear a mask. I own a business. We're still requiring masks and as we can, regardless of a mandate, because, it's a private business. But I still don't know how you get compliance, and I don't know that a mandate gets compliance. So I don't know. I think the bigger issue is the education to make people want to comply. No one wants to just enforce. You want compliance at the end of the day.
Right.
So writing a ticket doesn't help, but getting someone to respect, a business owner's choices or the person who's standing in front of them, or to do it for a family member, those are the things that you want people to comply. And the people who are choosing not to, I don't know what will make them.
Wash your hands, don't touch your face, wear a mask, socially distance. It's the mantra that we've been hearing right. all year.
Right.
And it still
right.
applies now more than ever, right?
It does. It does. And like Dr. Merkenbad said, we can get through this. We can, together, the more people who are making sure that they're kind of staying along those things, the super spreader events aren't necessarily going into a local business and you're there for 15 minutes, 30 minutes.
Yep.
It's not necessarily a restaurant. It's large gatherings in small enclosed spaces.
Yep.
And that seems to be where the problems mostly stem from. Because you might have someone in a household who gets the virus and no one else in the household gets it.
It's been happening a lot. Yeah, absolutely.
Right? So just a little common sense can go a long way to get us all through this, because we all want our kids back in school. We want our businesses to all still be here, you know, 6 months from now. And if we can work together to get there, we can make it happen.
Absolutely. It's what we all want. Georgia, appreciate your time this morning. Always good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.